Guys, 46 hot dogs are done.
Ooh, that's half. All right, we're almost there.
Keep grilling.
That's right. We eat 92 hot dogs at a time.
Yes. Oh, hey, I didn't see you come in. Yeah, we're just we're at our summer bungalow together, just grilling.
Eating some dogs, dude. Yeah.
No, I like them burnt. I like them burnt, Steve. Mm-hmm. Keep them that way.
How you burn a hot dog on a grill?
I love, dude. I love some black char on a hot dog.
Ooh, a little bit, okay, but you know, it can go from like 0 to 60 in 2 seconds with grilled hot dogs, dude. And then you got a burnt little wiener on your hand.
Then you have what you call it, an Anakin Skywalker that you're showing on.
Burnt little weenie.
A couple of amperoos on my plate.
Speaking of wieners. Is this for Fatal Attraction?
It is for Fatal Attraction.
Well, how about that?
No, we don't get to see Douglas's wonderful wiener.
Don't you want to see my wonderful wiener?
Yeah, I would. I absolutely would, sir.
Oh, my Lord, yes. And this was recorded in Salt Lake City. Can they have hot dogs? Is that a religious thing?
I'm not sure.
I got caffeine in hot dogs or what?
I don't know.
I do love the
I don't think anyone knows what's in a hot dog.
You have to put the hot dog in a robe before you eat it. Right. And then you put it in the bun within the robe.
You say the magic spell. Yes,
there's a hole in it too.
We decided to do one of our most sexually aggressive live titles in one of the most sexually repressed areas in the country. Yes. Love it.
And you'll see how it goes.
Just about exactly like you think it would.
But I do think that we do mention the Ninja Turtles in it at some point, if memory serves.
It's correct.
Yeah, because I think it's a lot of like, we say that like where Glenn Close lives is kind of like downtown. The Ninja Turtles are right under her building or something like that.
And this ties into what we're doing for this month on the Patreon.
That's right. 1990s Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. The live action movie, the Jim Henson Studios classic, not the studios, but they did an amazing job on these puppets.
They did. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Henson puppeteer shit is through the roof.
I mean, it's just an absolute convergence. The Golden Harvest is working on this. Yep. I mean, it's just.
Yep, you do want Chinese money in a movie like this. It was the most successful, and we probably say that on the episode, which we haven't recorded yet, so I'm just going to make a note to say that.
It's available now, and. In studio quality, folks.
That's right. But it was the most successful independent film of all time until Blair Witch Project.
Nice.
That's a big run for that guy.
Yeah. And also,
it's the whole decade.
It's crazy to think, like, you know, those Michael Bay bombastic, gross CGI, huge budgeted Ninja Turtle Paramount movies. Ugh. But, like, it all started with the tiny little Ninja Turtles 1990.
That's right. Yes, sir.
And it moved on. If you're on our Animation Damnation tier, we're doing that mid-aughts, I think it's 2012-ish, Jason Biggs might have been involved. Sean Astin was definitely involved.
Yikes.
Turtles reboot animation show wherein Roseanne played Krang, and we'll do an episode with Roseanne as Krang.
I'm just baking cookies. There's nothing else to it. It's a joke. Dan, I want Shredder. I want the lottery.
Darlene, get off the phone.
Becky, I OD'd on painkillers.
Which is still one of the funniest fuck yous in TV history. We should say this about this episode, gang. Real fucking rocket scientists at some of these clubs. We wanted to share this episode with you. The audio is a little wonky. We want to get that out of the way up front. It is what it is, you know. If it's a beef with you, I get it. Mm-hmm. We'll be back with another episode next week.
That's
precisely.
Right.
You know, we try to hammer home with these people as much as possible. Don't fuck it up.
And if you want in studio, blah, 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 like this, patreon.com has thousands of hours of it.
Yes. That's right. So that's it. This is us talking Glenn Close and Michael Douglas in Fatal Attraction. Enjoy.
You want to get fucked?
Thank you.
Hi.
Brendo.
SLC, what is happening?
Hi, everybody. Oh, I'd like How you doing?
I'd like to welcome everyone to a frank and erotic discussion.
Yes.
Led by four guys that look like they have to be reminded that Buffalo Wild Wings does indeed close in 5 minutes. Yes.
Four men who could not close on Glenn Close.
Oh, no.
Given all the energy in the world, just nope.
We'd have the door closed on us by
yes,
Glenn
yes,
Close.
Yes, for sure.
Not Michael Douglas. He makes a salt lake of his own.
A salt puddle, if you will.
So we've been on stage 15 seconds?
Yeah.
That's what the movie's about.
Well, yeah. Well, it's like a script, you know? You have to wait 25 pages. You wait 5 minutes before the cum jokes come out.
Uh-huh.
You got to wait to hit it.
Let's start over.
Okay.
Forget all.
How many of y'all are familiar with the show we run on the internet?
A couple of folks. Wow.
If you are new to this train, we are a comedy show that takes a bad movie like Fatal Attraction and talks about it for a little while and makes fun of it and makes fun of other things kind of associated with the movie or maybe not. So we'll see what happens. But this is Fatal Attraction from 1987, directed by Adrian Lyne. And this, Marv, you want to see this filmography? This guy.
Nothing but fuck movies.
I mean, he's
top to bottom.
He's the king of literally fucking around and finding out.
Yes.
Indecent Proposal. Okay. 9.5 weeks. The Lolita remake. Unfaithful. And what was it? 2021's Deep Water with Ben Affleck?
Yes,
and
in the middle of that is the abandoned Transformers reboot where Optimus Prime really just reams Megatron. Just really just goes fucking hog wild on.
You have no oil in me. I feel you inside of me.
Listen, Megatron, I was hitting it and quitting it. You need to leave me alone.
I'm ignored.
Stop calling my house.
Starscream, did you kill my rabbit?
Oh no, I've cheated on Vivian. How will I ever live with myself?
Well, what is it, Optimus? Did you have an affair with Starscream?
Yes. Yes, I did.
I'm just picturing a huge car robot talking to like a 5-foot woman in a bed.
Yep, absolutely.
Looking out whimsically at the rain as it pours down, just getting ready for the big emotional moment.
Can you believe we can afford this Manhattan apartment?
I can fit in here. It's a God blessing.
You can really park Optimus Prime in these goddamn houses and apartments in this thing.
That's true. It's, I mean, we start in this apartment and like, well, we get a good, you know, morning or like it's sunset, I guess, is happening.
Like a wet sack of laundry, these opening credits.
Yeah. No
just
music.
Like quiet, no music, like sort of like New York City waking up, but who gives a fuck? We've seen that 1,000 times.
You got to go the Die Hard 3 route and just hot down somewhere in the city.
Yes. Yeah. If it's like sleepy New York and then boom, and like whatever it is, Limp Bizkit,
sure,
yeah, whatever.
Sure.
A little early for Limp Bizkit, actually.
Sure, sure, yeah.
Oh, somebody, it sounds like nobody's heard of the Nookie demo tapes.
That was a pre-baked biscuit? Is that
how
that works?
Oh, yeah, that's it. Right. Soggy biscuit.
Salted, yeah.
God, yeah. So
of course.
Like,
Well, speaking of fluids like that, Michael Douglas, considering what happens in this movie, early on gets very, very, very protective of his daughter from watching You Can't Do That on Television.
Well, this is perfect for, this is foreshadowing the torrential cum.
Yes.
How Michael Douglas grew up, because these people are getting gacked with this stuff, right? You know, the slime that falls down.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. And it comes in different colors when it's Michael Douglas. He's got that kind of money. He had the surgery.
I had pineapple.
I couldn't believe taking a look at this You Can't Do That on Television. Y'all remember that show? Oh, wow. Oh, fucking graveyard. It was like a Canadian television show for children, okay, that they aired on Nickelodeon here in the States. And it was a lot of like, if the kids said like, oh, the magic word, I don't know, they get slimes and it's douched with probably cancerous material.
Yeah.
And then the other like famous gag of the show was like, kids at like firing, like facing a firing yeah. squad for some reason. And this was for children.
Look, that's... you got to prepare them somehow. I mean, what's going to happen?
If you appeared on, you can't do that on television. Yeah. You were stationed at Camp Lejeune in the years 1933 to 1987.
You may be entitled.
I mean, the firing squad is what Michael Douglas needs at the end of this, because this dude is just throwing grenades in his own life.
He yes.
just,
oh, yeah.
It's a nice, like, idyllic beginning, you know what I mean? Like, everybody, we're getting ready for a party, you know?
Oh, this work party. It's the 1980s, so it's the film. Like, the law was, the profession was you worked in publishing.
Yeah.
If
oh, yeah.
you were making movies. So he's like, he's a lawyer for a publishing company. Am I understanding that right,
That's
Steve?
That's the truth.
I do book law.
Yeah. Book lawyer.
This character isn't right.
I'm covering Art Spiegelman for a little bit, just to see, you know, he's got some problems.
No, it's like some Japanese self-help book, because yeah. again, it's the late 80s.
Okay. Yes, and we just learned what Japan was for some reason. In the late 80s, everyone's like, oh, wow, what's sushi?
Well, yeah, and why? This is supposed to be a very big publisher. They're supposed to be like a Penguin level type thing. And they're putting out a book called Samurai Self-Help. Mm-hmm. I guess we were just allowing this at the time.
I had no idea so many samurai needed self-help. I guess, you know, after the shogunate fell apart, there were a lot of ronins.
Dude, after that book came out, the seppuku rates went right through the floor.
Oh, man.
You know what I mean? Like, we stopped doing seppuku.
For good?
For good, yes.
Oh, no.
Wait, are you bummed? Like, should we bring it back?
Yeah, yes. I think it's an honorable way to go out.
That's true. I know some people that I wish committed seppuku.
See, look.
A couple sitting on this stage.
There's a good... Whoa.
Try to guess which ones.
You can't do that on television.
So, also, I have to bring up, as is the fashion in 1987, Michael Douglas is walking around the house in a button-up shirt and tighty-whities. And even then, he is just oozing sex.
Yeah, so my lord.
It's just amazing. The man looks fantastic.
You should wear all white, cut out the middleman.
It's representative, you understand?
I got it. They go to this party, and Glenn Close has gotten "I'm gonna ruin your life" written all over her. This is not a, like, it's gonna be a cool one-time thing.
She looks like a terrorist. She stares daggers.
Yes!
That's
she looks like she just stopped transforming into a dragon 5 seconds ago. Like, you know what I mean? Like, she was a dragon on the way in and then turned into a lady.
I was about to do my Mortal Kombat animality, but I decided to go to this publishing party instead.
And who else is at this publishing party but one? James Eckhouse. Now, if you know who he is.
Yeah.
Yes, of junior fame.
Jim Walsh from Beverly Hills 90210.
Absolutely.
All love, and you love the parents on that show.
Cindy, I got to go to New York for this samurai self-help book. Take care of the kids. Make sure they don't fool around or nothing.
With each other, of course.
It happens. Don't tell me it doesn't happen, Cindy.
But, Dad, I need to prepare Mom, Dad.
It's actually kind of a great role. Like, I would love this role because it doesn't, like, he's just an extra. It's not, he doesn't have any lines or anything. But if you had to give the extra a character name, it's Drunk Guy at Party.
Yes. Yes.
And I feel like that's a role all of us could really knock right out of the park, right?
I think in about 30 minutes.
And Michael Douglas's best friend is, like, at least, like, kind of flirting with Glenn Close first, right?
He tries, dude. He steps up to the plate.
But
eye
then
contact.
Then Michael Douglas breaks every cardinal rule and uses his friend for comparative hitting on.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, go up to, like, well, at least I don't look like that guy, right?
He approaches, you know, my best friend, Close, like, at the bar. Like, yes. They're both getting drinks, and he's like, so, my coworker Jimmy, real dog, huh?
I have glasses, but I don't need glasses, you know, honey? But this is also just Michael Douglas at this time. You always have to give him a fat friend.
Yes.
Even in Basic Instinct, he's got a fat friend that gets butchered. But I think he always needs that comparison.
Well, that's what this movie needs, is a little bit of a body count. I mean, like, the movie, like,
please.
It takes
a shit guy.
Yeah, that dog is so thrilled when they buy that rabbit, because he's fucking, there is a death clock above that dog.
Oh.
And then they're like, oh shit, they got the rabbit. He's like, whew, okay, cool.
Like, the infidelity be damned. The way Michael Douglas takes care of this dog in this movie, fuck that guy.
Yeah. Oh, my God. The way he takes care of it, just letting it, just locked in this apartment. At one point, he feeds it spaghetti.
Yeah, yeah. He's giving it bolognese, which is going to kill it or make it shit all over it.
Yeah, like, he famously is bad at taking this dog out, so he feeds it bolognese. Good luck cleaning up that diarrhea, dude. What are you doing?
Well, what I think was happening there was because Ann Archer, his wife in this movie, she tells him at some point, you know, there's sauce in the fridge if you want anything. He's like, I gotta pretend like I was here.
Yes, exactly. Gotta, that's,
yeah. Oh boy.
Yeah, I ate it.
Yeah. Oh yeah, and the dog shit everywhere. I just left it. Do you want to clean it up?
Yeah. So like they meet at this party. It's not exactly a meet cute, but it's like this very like sexual kind of like, hello, how are you? Oh. Yeah, a move that I can't do. I can't just go up like, hey.
You kind of did it, right?
Right? Is that where?
Yeah, no, you got that thunderbolt stare, dude.
Okay, yeah.
Well, like, I mean, as you were saying, Steve, I mean, it's much more attraction. They should have just called the movie Attraction. It doesn't really get to the fatal part until the last 15 minutes.
But that's why it should be a body count, right?
Yeah,
she should also be a serial killer.
Oh, definitely, yeah.
So the whole thing is he's got to work on a Saturday. There's some big meeting, so they have to get together. And, the wife is going out of town with the daughter. Uh-oh.
I'm going to check if they need a country house because he's loaded.
He goes to this publishing meeting, and he starts dipping a bagel like it's chips and queso.
Never saw this before in my life.
I want nothing but bad things to happen to this guy.
And he's eating it like a bird.
Yes.
Like he's taking little nibbles. Like it's a bagel. Take a honk out of it.
Screaming up his nose.
Yes.
Oh my God. Well, we didn't mention that the boss had the neck brace, potentially from Cunnilingus extra.
That is a joke that happens in this movie where they're like, oh, you hear about Dan or Dave or whatever it is. Like, yeah, he's in that neck brace. How do you think he got there?
What a fucking loser enjoying having sex with his wife.
It's just so funny. That's like a joke in this movie. And then eventually Michael Douglas got the same thing.
Yes.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, Catherine Zeta-Jones' vagina gave me throat cancer.
Catherine Zeta-Jones is that pussy. She's kind of like Camp Lejeune.
Wait, keep going back there. Huh? You cannot go back there.
Why not?
He really, really likes it. Okay. That's all.
All right, got it.
I mean,
sorry, troops.
I have a neck brace too. I think it's going to protect me from the other cancer I'm going to get from all the cunnilingus.
So they're like in this meeting, and they're, you know, she's like, "You have cream cheese on your nose. That's adorable. Oh my God, you're so fucking hot. You got cream cheese on your nose. Just a little." Boop. Like she's pointing.
Yeah.
Like, you got a little boop.
Oh my God, you got cream cheese on your nose. Can you cream my nose too? Nose creamies together?
Nose creamies?
Uh-huh. Yes, nose
okay,
creamies.
Okay, got it.
It's a famous old candy. Sold over the counter.
You guys aren't ready for that, but your kids are going to love
it. You know, they go out for a drink because they get caught in the rain, and this is when the conversation, I mean, immediately. He's doing way too much like emotional stuff. Like, don't do your dad's divorce with first of all, don't cheat on your wife up the street. You know what I mean? Like, go
smart move.
Go somewhere else.
Go to the outer boroughs.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I'm not crossing a bridge to fuck. What are you kidding me? Traffic this time of day?
What about my toes?
Look, Walden Books is fucking paying your salary. Go to take a taxi out to Brooklyn.
Yes, and figure it out. Yeah, don't do it like literally in your backyard.
But also, it's fun that way.
I mean, I don't know. Have you heard of paying for it?
Yeah.
Come on. You're a high up businessman lawyer, dude. Have you heard of masturbating?
Also, yeah.
That solves fatal attraction.
Absolutely. No, I can't do that. Oh, no, no. That'd be cheating.
My hand will not be ignored anymore. My hand's calling me at work.
His hand starts killing the rabbit. Yes. Like Evil Dead 2.
Yes.
Masturbating too much.
Come back to me, Michael. Come back to me. Grip me.
See, yeah, I mean, this movie does need more paranormal elements to it. So that could definitely be one.
Yeah. Because as is, it's just a very long, like, Lifetime movie with a better director of photography behind the camera.
Well, I realize if I got that paranormal activity that I wanted just there, then that's just the hand with Michael Caine.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That guy nasty, dude.
Well, no, because the hand is killing people, remember? Yeah. If you recall.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of, a lot of people were considered, a lot of actors were considered for Michael Douglas' character.
Is that right?
Imagine an erotic thriller with Dan Aykroyd in it.
Ooh. I already saw that, dude. It's called That One Moment in Ghostbusters when a fucking specter sucks him off.
Imagine a real woman doing it. You can't imagine.
Do you like M. Butterfly?
Yeah, I love the opera.
Tom Hanks, Robert De Niro threw the script right in the garbage.
Of course.
For sure.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Martin Sheen, I don't know if this is true. O.J. Simpson was a
well.
Fatal Attraction.
Yeah, he remade it about 5 or 6 years later. Yeah.
That was that 8-hour documentary about him. It was just called Fatal Attraction.
Dennis Quaid, Al Pacino, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
What?
Yeah, I've got some cream cheese on my nose.
Arnold Schwarzenegger cannot fit in this apartment.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, no. Glenn Close is a learning computer. I'll have to destroy her one last cheap.
Why are you cutting my head open? I'm not a computer. Please stop.
John Travolta, Sylvester Stallone as well.
Yeah, man, I could see it. I'm a pretty erratic guy myself.
I'm a book lawyer.
Do I look like I have read more than one book? Yeah, you would have. That's a whole script rewrite right there, dude.
Wait, the sex scene's like.
I only cover the Tom Clancy books. That's all I'm good for.
Yeah, anything they sell at airports, man, that's what I do.
You hear about this hotshot Robert Ludlum? Unbelievable stuff. It's all like all the other garbage you read.
But like Michael Douglas is like getting emotional, like, oh man, my parents' divorce really screwed me up, man.
Real wild detail here. He's like, yeah, my folks separated and my mom asked me to represent her.
Yeah, it's like this Richie Tenenbaum thing.
Yeah, where, totally.
Like, he's just like, okay, fine, dude. That sounds very interesting.
But she says with piercing, insane eyes, like, I could be discreet. Like, no, you can't. No, I know already.
Cause she's like, oh, so you're a lawyer, right? And he's like, yeah, that's right, baby. And she's like, well, you must have to be discreet. Can you be discreet? And here it's like, stop lighting her cigarette.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Pay the check.
Yeah.
And just jerk off.
Yes, please.
Go home and JJO, folks.
Rent the Big Chill. She's in that. You
totally.
Know what I mean?
Yeah.
Absolutely. She also calls off a date, which I have to assume it's with George Costanza, to get this fuck date going.
Yes.
I think that's maybe a little bit of a lie.
Why?
Why not?
I guess, yeah.
I mean,
just to get him excited, I guess, that she's like canceling.
Yeah,
for
exactly.
Him.
Like, I canceled for you, hot stuff.
Oh, well, that's getting me going.
Yeah.
I dommed a man today.
Oh, my God. She broke plans for me. Yeah.
I'm important.
They go back to, it's a kind of a smash cut. They immediately go back and they have a threesome. It's him, her, and her sink.
Yes.
Is involved.
Oh, well,
so intense, includes everything, including the kitchen.
It's just so weird. Like, you know, we always remember things like, you know, the sexy pottery montage and Ghost, you know, things of that nature. Why aren't we talking about the Fatal Attraction sink fucking?
Because she's rubbing New York City tap water in his face. Talk about getting throat cancer, my God.
Well, it's Legionnaire's disease.
Okay, got it.
But she's got her fannies hitting the plates. Maybe there's a little leftovers on the mat.
Oh, maybe she sat on a fork. That did something.
Nibble some broccoli off her ass.
Oh, yeah. Oh, there's Putinesca on my bottom.
But yeah, she's just putting her hand in the tap water like, some for you, some for me.
This is all. This is my. At this point, this is what Michael Douglas' sex scenes were at the time. He has to be destroying something while he's fucking.
Yes.
In Disclosure, he's like wrecking desks. He's like, I want to get fucked.
He's a big stand-up dude. He's always good at standing up.
It's a prowess. It's the stand-up prowess. He's got the legs for it.
He's doing the, like, I'm carrying you while still inside you move.
Yeah.
Not too shabby. He's, like, literally holding Glenn Close with one arm.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, with two arms.
Oh, right. Excuse me.
Yeah.
Let's see Tom Hanks do this.
Yeah, Sherry could dance on that huge piano, but could he do this?
Tell me, Tommy, can you do a wall fuck? Didn't think so.
You know, a lot of the sex in this movie, it's he's sucking tits.
Yes, it's
dude. Yeah, it's
a lot
at the time.
Nipple licking in cinema. I mean, a movie like this, get it right out of here.
That's precisely why Arnold Schwarzenegger would be terrible for that movie. Because could you imagine? Everyone just groaned and they're all correct.
I will now go between your shoulder blades and start to suckle.
Arnold.
Is this doing anything for anyone?
I'm a learning computer. I have downloaded the Kama Sutra.
Arnold, you have both of them in your mouth now. This is a little weird now. Could you please stop?
Oh, see, but if it was the Terminator, man, then it's kind of dangerous because during that sink fucking, if he gets wet, like maybe short circuit or something, then you're in trouble.
Oh, yeah. Would you like your nipple in my gap, too?
Oh, Jesus.
I'm a fucking computer.
Yes, I have many stabbing weapons, if you know what I mean.
And it's kind of, when they like really, like when they finally hit the bed, there was one of the funniest little cuts. So like, you folks remember, we actually just talked about an episode a couple weeks ago, the very famous train going into the tunnel at the end of North by Northwest, right? This movie, like when they get down to fucking and there's supposed to be like some sort of climax here, we cut to this like slow boiling coffee pot that's just like...
Well, that's how he ejaculates. That's Michael Douglas. That's how he does it. It's steam.
Like a science graphic.
That's how you can tell. You can hear it while I'm going.
And it's like baking soda and vinegar.
They're both devastated by this intense lovemaking. And she's like, let's go to a Latin dance club. They do. The neighborhood she lives in is where the Ninja Turtles live in the first Ninja Turtles.
Yes.
They are like right upstairs. Like, could you keep it down, dude?
It sounds like you're fucking on a sink or something.
We actually have a new exercise book from the Shredder coming out just to get how all the Foot Clan gets its own shape.
Oh, dude, yeah. How to shred those pounds.
Oh, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful.
Isn't that lady that was dating Splinter last fall?
I thought they were the hot couple. We saw them at that Cure concert. Oh, boy.
That'd be more interesting, being impregnated by a rat.
I mean, if you have to choose, you want to go with the rat. At least it's a mammal, right? Yeah. That's like...
Then you
as
might
opposed
get...
to what? Michael Douglas? Oh, no. You mean Ninja Turtles. Oh, I see.
The rest of I the see. Ninja Turtles.
Oh, yes. So the choice to sleep with either Master Splinter or one of the four Ninja Turtles.
Exactly.
I see.
The Ninja Turtles do have those muscles that are very attractive.
They're younger, more virile for sure.
Michelangelo's a party dude. He might be the most... He might be a selfish lover, actually.
Yeah, dude. In and out.
He's smart. He's
the
smart
one that he's going to need that neck brace by dawn, you know what I mean?
Steer the fuck clear of Raphael unless you want to get fucking texts at 4 o'clock in the morning.
That's very true, yeah.
He's making you wear a collar all day. You have to call him.
Yeah, I mean, that's the fucking fatal attraction, dude. Raphael would be calling people at 2 o'clock in the morning and
I thought we had something special. Come on! I'm down here in my trench coat and everything!
Could you wear your fake human face while you fuck me? Sure, please.
That too, please, yeah.
Fuck me while you're dressed like a dude hiding in a porno theater.
That's how you dress with a trench coat, like a flashlight. It's beautiful.
Oh, man, I love pasta, but could we have pizza instead?
Then comes, unfortunately, the elevator oral sex scene. That's... It's really something. I mean, she wants to get evicted from this fucking building, doesn't she? Oh, yeah.
I think she's living there illegally, first of all. I mean, speaking of the Ninja Turtles, this place looks run down.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I know it's below 14th Street in the late 80s, so it checks, but, like, she's not getting evicted. Are you kidding? There's been 17 dicks sucked in that elevator the very day this movie takes
place. Yeah, that's fair.
They have to clean it every day. It's a daily chore.
No, and they're not cleaning anything, dude. It's just disgusting loft apartment downtown.
Leo, I went upstairs to get the dominoes. I got in the elevator, and somebody started sucking my cock, all right?
Look, I mean, if you have a child with one of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, though, they will have a shell, and that's protection.
Yeah, that's true.
That's defense.
Thank you. She gets pregnant. This dude is not wrapping it up in New York City in 1987. Are you fucking serious?
How do you let it become a fetal attraction?
I mean, you know, when you're right, you're right.
Yeah, look, yeah.
That's the elevator scene. They do that.
Well, wait, the best. Wait, no, hang on. The best part about the elevator action scene is like she is just going to town on this dude in this elevator, and he's got a funny look on his face the whole time, which is great.
She ends and he begins.
That's right. They just like turn into one thing, and she stops the elevator, and he's just like kind of like trying to hide what's going on as some dude walks by.
Oh, excuse me, Mr. Bashful, getting head in an elevator. Just own it.
That is the guy who's just like taking out, is about to take out the trash. Like, I gotta fucking move, man. Again with this elevator.
I pay $40 a month in rent. It's a huge place. What a gift. But this again.
I'm pretty sure I saw a Ninja Turtle get sucked off to this morning. He was wearing the trench coat and everything.
Now, I can't believe she found it.
The secret of the news.
Yes. Fucking finally.
Yes.
We've been talking about Ninja Turtles for 20 minutes.
Yeah, well, I'm slow.
Hey, Luigi. Yeah. It's Mark in BA. Could you maybe scrape the cum off the elevator? Look, I saw someone getting it. You know, it's fine. You know, consenting adults, whatever. Elevator. I just don't want to step in. Okay?
Look, I'm a fucking super for 5 different buildings, asshole. All right? I got a lot of units to take care of. I can't be scraping the cum off your elevator floor every day. All right.
Okay. Maybe not even the floor.
Can you just put up a sign? No blowjobs in the elevator, please, comma the management.
Oh well, I did that. They ignore it. They just ignore it straight out.
Who puts the magic marker making that blowjobs in the elevator? Yes.
24/7.
So they go back, and like she's sleeping, and it's like, oh, you know, I gotta go home and walk my dog, man. I've been criminally neglecting this dog for about 24 hours.
Oh, yeah. It's the fucking worst. And he comes home. The dog is just right there on the floor, like in front of the door, like, hey, asshole. You remember me?
Yeah. Well, you're always expecting this dog to get it, but he should open the apartment door, and it should be the shining elevators, but with dog piss. It should just be flooding out and hitting other things.
He'll wear some shit.
He calls his wife, and she's like, oh, wow, I missed you last night. What was going on? He's like, oh, I got dinner with Bill. And she's like, oh, how's Bill? No, look, on the elevator up, you're not planning an alibi. She's like, Bill's Bill. Bill's just Bill.
He was billing around at dinner. You know, Bill. He was doing Bill stuff.
Yeah, he was just eating a hamburger, you know, like Bill does.
He certainly wasn't sucking my dick.
Oh, you know Bill. You know, he's about 5'10", 170 pounds, glasses, you know, graying hair. You know Bill.
But they're going to stay through the weekend, and he's like, well, I should get this work done. Glenn Close calls him immediately, and this is when you have to be like, yeah, this isn't going to work out.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like, you can't meet this woman in Central Park.
Yeah. With he's the like, dog. He's trying to be like, I got a lot of work to do. You know, this was fun. He does leave a note, and I think he thinks that's going to like settle it all, but she doesn't even see it.
Yeah.
But then he's like, well, and I got to, you know what? I can't fuck you today because I got to go walk my dog. And she's like, well, I could come to the park with you. Right there. It's like, hang up the phone. Just hang it up.
Like, the chances of you running into your wife's friends or anybody else, like, oh, hey, what are you doing flirting with that blonde woman in the fucking park?
You're a rich lawyer. Everybody's going to know. And they know your dog, too, asshole. Like, and this is the most boring, like, the first night, at least, like, it's an affair. Like, they have sex, they go out to the club, and they come back, and they have even more sex. That is a good night. This is, hey, let's run in the park together. Oh, this steamy affair we're having. We're just run around.
It's just a cute date now.
Yeah, great.
Usually you start there, you know?
Yeah.
Right.
Don't you already do that with your wife? Like, what the fuck?
Well, that's part of this, right? Because there is a moment before the torrid affair happens where, like, he's kind of maybe going to get laid, and she's like, oh, quick, go walk the dog. And he's like, all right, you come back. And then he comes back, and he's like, he opens the door like, who's ready? Oh, and the kid is right there in the bed, total fucking cock block. And the wife's like, maybe tomorrow.
No. I'm going to use this to have a torrid affair this very weekend.
You were asking for it.
This is your fault. I mean, come on, honey. You just know I need it sometimes.
You know what? We never have sex on the sink anymore. this whole marriage is going south.
When was the last time I got to peel a hardened thing of spaghetti off your ass?
Remember back when we were first dating, we were doing it on the sink so hard, I actually cleared the drain and got all the hair out of it with my hand.
All right, babe, let's spice it up. I brought a pitcher of tap water into the bed.
Yes. We haven't broken furniture in so long, Ann Archer. We haven't destroyed our home while fucking. That's just sad.
But yeah, so they're having a nice date. There's this weird part where he plays dead and she gets really upset. And like the whole like her dad had a heart attack thing. Like, yeah. I don't give a shit, right, folks.
Yeah. It's interesting because then she's like, oh, actually, he did it. So I got you. I got one of you.
But I mean, that's the thing. There's a big reveal later where you find out it actually happened. I'm like, who gives a shit? What did that matter?
It's supposed to be like, you know, this is 87.
Yeah.
That's what psychology was.
Yes.
Like, oh, you saw your dad die. That's why you're fucked in her head.
Oh, yes. Oh my God. She told me the truth and then slightly backtracked. I don't know what to do anymore.
You know what you definitely don't do? Go back to her fucking house and have her cook you spaghetti, asshole.
But you have in the fridge that you're giving to the dog.
Just, I'm going to say, you know, they talk a lot about red flags. Red flag, you walk into a house and M. Butterfly is blaring.
It's making like the whole expression going out for hamburger when you got steak at home.
Yeah.
Going out for spaghetti when you got spaghetti at home.
He brings the dog, and now the dog's an unwilling accomplice. Okay.
Yep.
The dog is just like,
yep, you made this dog part of your infidelity now.
This dog goes through a lot. He's probably sees this woman's suicide.
Yes.
He's a major character, that Quincy.
Dog's just like, can we go home, dude?
All of the dog's point of view.
Yes.
Hell yeah.
It's
hell
in
yeah.
Black and white, and all the voices are obscured.
Hey, lady.
Mama.
Cunnilingus. Sucked him off in an elevator.
Fucking on the dishes.
Hey, lady, do you have actual dog food? Because I've just beaten fucking Putanesca and goddamn bolognese, and I'm shitting everywhere, and I'm going to do it in your house, too.
Oh, I haven't had a solid shit in days.
Yeah, here's some chocolate bars, Fido.
Oh, great, a suicide attempt. I guess we're going to be here all night.
You don't have any Alpo? God damn it.
He tells some weird story here. He's like, oh, yeah, M. Butterfly, my favorite opera or whatever. And he's like, I saw it with my dad one time. And he leaned over and went, she's going to kill herself. And I was so scared. I hid under the chair. It's like Batman talking about fucking being scared.
But this is like, because the movie actually has a theme
that
just totally gets derailed by this reshoot ending, which we'll talk about for an hour.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, the suicide thing is part of the movie. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Technically, it was supposed to be. Yeah.
It would have been better if it was, except for we get two endings this time, which is nice, I guess.
Because he's like, yeah, I guess I got to get going. And then she like cuts her wrist.
Well, wait
like,
a second, though. Nothing gets you hornier than filling up on like three bowls of pasta, right? Let's get down. They do have sex again, and he's trying to leave. She like rips his shirt off right here. And this is like, dude, just grab what you can, get that dog, and get the fuck out of here. Yes. Okay?
And first of all, even if, you know, she slits her wrists in this scene and rubbing the blood on his face, what you should do is like, all right, let's get you a nice warm bath. Now Tom thinks.
Now, come on.
Another bottle of red wine. We could just, and then he just walks out.
Oh, yeah. He does. He's a coward. You're right, Eric.
Yeah, if he was more of like a Patrick Bateman type figure, I think that would work nicely.
Why don't you just write this note really quickly and leave me out of it?
Well, what would work against that theory is, I guess he remembers that he shot inside of himself.
Yes.
And they, you know, they pumped that out of the chest.
They got me. They got me dead to rights.
87, though? I don't know. I don't know. Any forensic scientists out there?
DNA evidence, was that a finger?
I forget what part of Zodiac they figured that out.
So, but he like stays overnight, and then the next day he's like, you promise you're going to go to the doctor? And I'm like, dude, you are so fucked already.
This is an emergency room visit.
Exactly.
Yes. I'm just going to rip up a t-shirt, babe.
What is any of this? Call 911 and then leave.
Or now, call 911 and be like, you know what? Everything's fucked anyway. You know what I mean? Get ahead of the story.
Well, what is the exit strategy? You're good, right?
Yeah.
You're good, right? I mean, come on. I mean, we just knew it, but you're good, right? Come on.
I ordered you a bacon, egg, and cheese from downstairs. It'll be up in about 10. That you're good, right? We're cool.
It's on me, by the way. I don't want you to think that I would leave you with that bill for $3.
Oh, and by the way, that shirt that I ripped up and I wrapped around your bleeding wrists, you don't need to pay me back for that. That's just between you and me.
It was an old shirt anyway. I didn't like it.
I'm just such a good guy.
Look, L.L. Bean is good. It's good branding, but, you know, I could buy another one.
I just want, when he walks out, he's got the dog. The dog just looks at him like, what the fuck was that about? Why didn't you call 911?
Look, I appreciate the pigeons on the stool and everything, but this is too much.
Is that blood or spaghetti sauce coming out?
Yeah, and then he goes to work, and like, he's behind on everything because he's been fucking all weekend.
Yeah.
Dude, I've actually never been there.
you never put off some work to fuck?
All weekend?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And then lie right in Lois Smith's face about it.
Steve's like, yeah, I'll pick this work back up in 56 minutes.
Hold on.
Exactly.
That was a cigarette break. Yeah, that's all that was.
This is a nuclear move, though, because she shows up at the office, like, unannounced. And it's a really, because they know that she's been there for work purposes already. And then it's like, oh, yeah, Glenn Close is back here. We didn't have a meeting on the books with her. Why is she? He's just like, get in my office right now. Get in my office. Close the door. Get in my office.
She is dressed like a fucking refugee from Sin City in this fucking jacket.
Totally, dude. She was dating the yellow bastard before Jesus. Michael Douglas.
I thought she was about to take command of all the penguins in Gotham for a moment here with this.
It is a Cobra Commander outfit she's wearing to this fucking law office.
She's kind of a villain.
She is, yeah.
I mean, and also we should point out at this point, Ann Archer has come back from the country home thing, and we've met two things have been dropped. The kid wants a rabbit. Now they have a dog.
Yeah.
Michael Douglas goes insane because he's like, what is this, Noah's Ark? I'm going to have two pets.
Yeah, what are you talking about, dude? You have a dog. Like, I get it, right? If there was like a bunch of like cats going around, you had a monkey for some reason. But I don't know.
I think you see a guinea pig at some point, but still, man, give it up.
He's criminally negligent with this dog already. Now another thing I don't have to feed.
All right, well, one of them's going to die. I'm just going to say that now.
Well, at least with the rabbit, if I accidentally kill it, we can eat it.
So I'll get a carrier for the rabbit so I can bring it to my next girlfriend's apartment. He just shows up with six animals.
You get a rabbit and you get a rabbit.
Here you go, baby. So she's like, oh, by the way, just stop by to say sorry about the suicide attempt in front of you. Hope there's no bad blood. I have two tickets to Madame Butterfly in 2 weeks. Want to come with me?
It's your favorite opera.
Remember, it's the one thing I know about you.
If you get scared this time, I'll be sitting right next to you.
What part of a fair did you not understand?
Supposed to be for like 2 days tops, right? That's the fair, yeah, right?
He does say this isn't going to work out. I don't think I can see you anymore, kind of a thing, you know. But it's a little too late once after the suicide attempt.
Well, that also, and then we get 5 minutes of her tragically turning the light on and off. It's incredibly compelling.
Well, it's while him, Michael Douglas, and this other fat guy are just bowling, having a great time. It's kind of hilarious.
Let me tell you right now, there's so much about New York that is better now, right? But there's still a lot of problems. Here's one thing that we don't have. Grungy-ass bowling alleys like this. All the bowling in the city is like, you know, like hoity-toity, like cocktails and bowling and neon lights and who gives a shit.
Park concert venue, like
Just give me a disgusting, smells like cigarettes bowling alley like they have here.
This one
two
was
thumbs up.
This one was off the Jersey Turnpike. They went for a ride to get to this one.
It is kind of a ridiculous, like, they're cutting back and forth to her just, like, turning this light on and off, and then Michael Douglas having a great time bowling with his friends.
Only a psycho would put the lights on and off. I don't know why it's happening, like, with Macho Man. Oh, yeah, this lady's crazy.
Oh, he was also considered for the Michael Douglas role.
Oh, man. He would have not gotten
out of the car.
I got sink water on my dick.
Apologies. I love Madame Butterfly, but I cannot attend this performance.
We fucked all weekend at Zapport.
Snap it to my Slim Jim.
Yes.
Ooh, I take much better care of my dog, though.
Wait a minute, why does your apartment smell like Ninja Turtles?
Boner saw it's ready.
Brother, you just cannot give a dog bolognese like that. You're gonna kill that dog, brother.
Ooh, that dog's gonna have diarrhea.
Wait, now it's just turned to Macho Man watching the movie.
Yeah.
First it was Macho Man in the movie, then we switched somewhere, and now he's just watching it.
Oh no, they sent me cheesy movies, the worst they can find.
Celeste, can you bring out the popcorn? Baby, come on. Get some tab out too.
You know, so like it's kind of progressing, right?
We're
doing stuff.
Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, she's still turning off on and off the light as last we see her before. Is the next thing I think is the pregnancy thing.
Yeah. She keeps calling him. She's calling his apartment. He winds up changing his number because of like all the hang up calls. And I wonder, like, what's that conversation with your wife? Like, you know, we should just change our number for no good reason.
I have a stalker.
Yes, that's it's, you know, they've been saying, you know, someone keeps coming to the office at work. No, it's definitely not a woman. Don't worry about that.
Yeah. Robert Ludlum is just tracking me everywhere. He won't stop. He wants more Bourne books to come out.
There's this great moment where Glenn Close is like calling the phone company, like, why can't I contact this number anymore? And like, oh, the number's disconnected. She's like, oh, could you give me the new number? And he's like, sorry, I can't. She's like, well, fuck you! And the guy's like, my place or yours, babe. I love that this chick gets roasted by the phone company.
She met the one AT&T guy who was drinking on the job.
Yeah, it was like his last day. Like, yeah, dude, what, you want to fucking figure it out?
I'm free in an hour, baby.
Yeah, you heard what I said to her, Gary. What are you going to do, fucking fire me? It's my last day as a telephone operator.
You don't have enough
the
sassy.
Time is suck my dick, lady. Bye. It's my last day as a telephone operator.
At the tone, you can kiss my ass.
Yeah.
No, yeah. Last day.
He wiped out our whole system. It's all recordings of him now. That's all it is. Call the fire department. It's him.
If you'd like to take a call, stick something up your ass. Come on, everybody.
Oh, this is an emergency 911? I don't think so, buddy.
Why don't you just wrap her up in a t-shirt?
That always works, dude. It's the oldest trick in the book.
Yeah, because so one of the times he does pick up the phone and she's like, all right, you've been dodging me. He says something, oh, I'm going to call you later. She's like, no, meet me outside your office tomorrow, 6:00. And they go down into the subway here. They're just having this like Sorkin, like walk and talk kind of.
Yeah. Why would you do this? Is such a personal, intense conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Go to a fucking coffee shop that is almost closed and find a corner. You should not be walking and talking through the subway with this.
Another idea, go to the office and just have everybody hear it. Because yeah. You might as well at this point, man.
It's awful though. And then just one of the weirdest left field things. She's just like, well, I love you, you know. And he's like, all right, man. I think it's right here that he's like, all right, she's been calling and she showed up at work, but now she's saying she loves me. Now I'm fucked.
Do they install cameras in the subway yet? Can I push her?
Well, I mean, this just draws it. It's either I have to kill myself or I have to kill her. It's just it's one or the other.
Yeah, see, you often say, but you will kill yourself in a film. Let's say you're caught up in a tour de fer like this. Would you kill yourself in this film?
No, I'd wait until 3 minutes later when she tells me she's pregnant. Then I'm going right on the fucking, right on the tracks, dude. Smart I'm move. Done for.
Smart move. I'm gonna get
like,
all
right
the
now, I'm like,
all
right, it seems salvageable because then she's like, I'm pregnant, and then he does the thing like where he's concerned. He's like, you know what? Free abortion on me. I swear. It's going to be... He, like, does the thing. I'm going to pay for it. Like, that's going to make any difference.
Just like you didn't have to pay me back for that torn shirt. You will not have to pay me back for this abortion. Don't worry about it.
So you saw Dirty Dancing too, right? Remember the thing that happens towards the end of that movie? But maybe we think about it. Who knows?
She says no, and then I'm like, all right, that's it. Let's see the A-Train. Teeth first.
So he's like, all right, how can I get myself into even more trouble? I know. Let's break into her apartment when she's not home.
Smart move.
Because she says something about like, oh, you can call, the doctor to confirm that I'm pregnant and all this stuff. And he's like, yeah, all right, I'm going to get to the bottom of this.
Hey, Luigi. Yeah. It's Mark and 5A again. Look, all the doors are open. I don't know how. I don't know why, but I just see people walking in and out just willy-nilly. Could I get some help on that? Look, yeah. I gave up on the cum floors. At least do me this favor.
And also, could we just have a no Ninja Turtle policy, please?
There's just a bunch of stacks of pizza boxes all over the lobby.
It's pizza boxes and green ooze. I can't live like this.
This is how co-op boards were invented.
Somebody had to put control under all this.
But yeah, he only finds out in this like sequence that like her father had a heart attack. Who cares? And then he goes to his friend, who is immediately like, who's been this jovial, fun dude the entire movie. And he's like, well, you've ruined your life and ruined our friendship by telling me about it.
Well, because like she says, like here's when she tells him about the pregnancy, she's like, here's my gynecologist, call him. And you know that when he makes the call to gynecologist, he's like, please be fake. Oh, please just make this a fake number, please. Oh God, oh geez. Oh fuck, I got a congratulations.
It is great with this friend, though, because the friend the whole time has been kind of like trying to act this, like we're making jokes about hitting on other women, this, that, and the other thing. And then when Michael Douglas like admits what's going on, this friend is just stone-faced like, dude, it was a joke before today. Yeah. This is disgusting.
A couple nights ago, I'm not going to do it on stage, but you did this thing with Michael Douglas, calling back the Japanese. One of the weirdest and most racist things I've ever seen.
Yep.
I literally cannot describe it. It's just really, my life's over, I guess. Yeah, okay, fine. Yeah, right, okay.
It's wild. And like, you brought the dog in? You brought the dog to her apartment?
Oh, great. Now the dog is in on this?
Eyewitness?
No. He's like, look, I'm a family lawyer, but I'm no dog lawyer. You're going to have to get that dog another lawyer.
Danny, didn't you read that fucking case in Tallahassee? Dogs can testify now.
New TV show, Dog Lawyer.
Right? Oh, yeah. Totally.
You know, it's about a guy that defends pooches.
Just pooches?
Yeah.
Oh, so like not cat cats, law, no cats? Okay. Nothing.
All right. Sir, it was technically their lawn that he was shitting on. It's
just... every case of the dog biting someone, in every case ends with it being put down.
Well, then this dude's not a very good dog lawyer. Why would he have his own television show?
It's a prestige drama.
Yeah, I lose every case.
Dog lawyer ran for 10 whole minutes.
You make the film like look gray or blue, and you're getting Emmy nod.
Yeah, it's
sure,
true.
That's true.
Another euthanized dog. Guess I'll go home.
Dog lawyer.
Euthanized. Oh, no.
I won't eat the pasta again, I promise.
So speaking of eggs, Glenn Close is this.
Sure. Uh-huh.
Thank you, sir.
Just any which way we can reroute back to the movie.
There is there's like one scene where, like, because in the movie, you're like, oh, is she lying or is she not? You know that she's not lying, not just from the gynecologist. She's got like ice cream and Doritos in bed at one point.
Oh, right. Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know if that's necessarily evidence, dude. That's me on a Thursday.
Hello. Yes, it's Adrian Lin here. Yes. She must be a Kathy cartoon. I cannot stress this enough. She must be all the stereotypes possible.
Michael Douglas, I will not be ignored. Ah! Not a lot of Kathy fans out here, apparently.
Look, you're right. You're right not to be a fan.
Yeah, no, it was terrible. It was a terrible comic strip.
It was about her, like, enjoying chocolate and, like, not enjoying life.
That's about right. Actually,
she enjoyed
you got it right.
Chocolate, cats, and fucking constant loneliness.
Yes.
Meanwhile, Michael Douglas is like, hey, babe, you know how you want to move to the country? Great idea.
Yeah, and she's like, well, yesterday you said we couldn't afford it. Yeah, I was lying. Let's move tomorrow.
You know what? We can burn the apartment. Why don't we just burn the apartment, pretend that we died in it?
Oh, no, this is when I'd kill myself. He comes home because they buy this house upstate New York, and then they're like, oh, let's we have to sell our apartment. And he's been ignoring Glenn Close, as he's wont to do. And he comes home, and Glenn Close is looking at his apartment, talking to his wife. This is when I just go and I'm just jumping off the bridge. You know what I mean? It's like
exactly. You just leave. You head right for the George Washington.
Exactly. Just walk out. With
you don't even say anything. You just you put your briefcase down on the floor. You give that dog one last pet, and then you just walk out. Find the river.
Ready to go. And Ann Archer is like about to give. They're there. She's checking out thing. You know, she doesn't know who she is. And Ann Archer is like giving out all their personal information. Yep. She's about to give the social security numbers over to her when they fucking end this meeting.
It's actually a pretty clever ruse though, because the whole thing is she wants to get the phone number.
Yeah.
Like this is kind of pretty clever actually.
I mean, Michael Douglas is just in there like,
the fucking bed. It's so awesome because like Ann Archer's like, oh, hey, Michael Douglas, come in. This is Glenn Close. She's looking to buy the apartment. And he's like, fantastic. And then it's like, oh, she wants to move in. You know, she's expecting a baby. And he's like, congratulations.
Oh, that's, boy.
It's a miracle of life.
Honey, do we still have that rat poison that we we used a couple years ago?
I've always wondered what it tasted like.
Rat poison.
He's totally seething. She leaves, and he's like, actually, excuse me, my loving wife, for 1 minute. And this is the first of many scenes, these John Woo-esque fight scenes
between
Michael Douglas and a pregnant woman.
This is like a dumb spot.
Exactly.
Totally. It's just fucking like wire work or something.
There's like three of them.
Yeah. Chow Yun-fat just like twirls in the middle of one.
I guess that's another reason you can't get Arnold, because again, like, you know, he's way too big.
He'd throw her through the fucking brick wall, dude.
Well, yeah, he's just murdering her.
She's dead.
Oh, I was trying to grab her arm and then I killed her. The end of the movie now, credits.
Oh, I crushed the little rabbit.
He's throwing her around and like he's just like, you gotta leave my wife alone, man.
When he starts the scene, it's a great Michael Douglas delivery here. He just comes in and he's the only human in the shot. And it's kind of this big, like he's taking up all the frame and he's like, cut the shit, will ya? Oh, man, it's awesome. It reminds me of, you want to get fucked, don't you?
Yes, it does, yes.
He's got a real nice, like, anger delivery system as an actor.
It's not as warm as you want to get fucked. That's, you know, that's intention, that's loving.
Yeah, that was a real heartwarming line of dialogue.
It is, really.
Yeah, does he grab his throat too?
Yes, he does.
We're doing some strangling.
First of five, I think.
But this is where she says, I will call and tell your wife. And he's like, if you call my wife, I will fucking kill you.
All
like,
right.
Uh-oh.
Would you commit murder?
No.
So just yourself.
Just, oh yeah, no, that's nicer.
Steve murders himself.
Yeah, they go to so now they're in their new bucolic house and everything seems okay. The phone rings like, oh shit. Oh no, it's just Ann or something.
Oh, it's Lois Smith calling him
the assistant.
What I love about this one is like he's like moving this giant dining room table with some mover guy.
Yeah.
And the phone rings, he's just like, nope. Fucking shit on the floor. Fuck you guy. I'm gonna go answer the phone.
I mean, I don't know how helpful this mover's being anyway. I don't know what this moving company is, but it's like Michael Douglas, huge dining room table, 86-year-old man on the other end.
I thought it was his father-in-law.
Yeah, right?
Oh, man, I love that father-in-law. Man, he has a scene later that, oh, we'll get to it. Ooh, boy.
But so, like, you know, it's not, everything's going okay. He's, like, now commuting back and forth. The rabbit has been purchased, and the clock to this rabbit's death.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God, this is where he goes and gets his car. And it's covered in boiling acid.
Where is the acid purchasing scene? I want her to go to the acid store.
Yep. Yep.
Because Aldo's Acid Emporium. You know what I mean?
It's one of the biggest problems with the movies. You don't know anything about her. And you also don't know if like anything she's saying is truthful or not, or whatever the case may be. But like if you're, you know, okay, a gun, fine.
Sure.
Okay, killing the rabbit, yeah, that, you know, you can do that.
Makes sense. Easy.
Procuring acid that can eat through the hood of a car?
Like, she'll just see her, like, doing the chemistry in her fucking gigantic.
Absolutely true.
She's got two big swinging, like, shopping bags with the skull and crossbone on them.
I went to the poison store this afternoon.
I mean, that's the thing, is when you see the car, I was genuinely like, I don't know what happened to that.
Yes.
I do. A fucking Dilophosaurus got to it.
I was like, is this a Cronenberg movie and it's transforming into something else? Because like it's bubbling. So yeah. I'm like, why would you do this?
I mean, look, I only saw this movie for the first time recently. It's one of those movies where it like just infiltrated the zeitgeist. So you know everything about it. We know about the rabbit, yada, yada, yada. But if you were like, hey, Andrew, before you watch this movie, you think there's going to be acid to play in this? I would have said, no way.
You know, if I learned a poison story, they call it Poy and Sons.
Ooh.
Really bad. I like saying that.
Look, sweetheart, you bought the people acid. Car acid is actually, we have to make an order from our warehouse to get it.
She defeated her previous lover, Optimus Prime.
No, not car acid. She drained my battery acid. Now I am powerless to transform. What will Vivian think?
Truly unbelievable. Calling me late at night, killing my rabbit, and yes, using acid.
My car phone was ringing off the hook.
Oh, now I'm going to have to go back to Rodrigo's detailing again.
Dude, I want to see Optimus Prime just trying to handle a little rabbit. You know what I mean? He can't do that.
My daughter will love this rabbit.
Or its bones or whatever's left. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no, the rabbit is, you know, we like the rabbit at first. It's got its little pen, you know what I mean? It's
yeah, his name's Whitey. Real creative name for a rabbit.
Yeah,
good job, kid.
Not great. Not great ideas there.
So he like quickly rents a car and then, you know, he's trying to drive back out of the city to go home. And she has left a tape for him at the office. And so, like, sure, you know, you've just had acid poured all over your car. You got to rent a new car. You're driving out of the city. Put this tape in right now and see what's going on. And it's just like, hello, Michael Douglas. Remember me?
What's crazy about this fucking tape is it's so long. He drives from New York City to Westchester, still going.
Yeah.
Stopped. Listen to it later at night. It's a podcast.
It is.
Oh, yeah. And it's a favorite one. He's rewinding it and giving it back. The best parts he rewinds and gets
I won't be ignored, Dan. And neither will these prices from Casper Mattress. She could use some better help. You're right.
Yes. Hey, Dan. Pow. Dan, just shit my pants.
Mubi has an eclectic selection of art house movies.
You know what, Dan? You're a piece of shit. You're a liar and a coward. But right now, I'm going to rerun my interview with Gallagher because he just died.
You know, we actually have not mentioned that Michael Douglas' character's name is Dan Gallagher.
Yes.
There's been a death in the family.
Yes.
I can cheat on my wife, Mark.
Now, what you should have done with her, Dan, is smash her. You smash her after you're done.
Actually, that's true. If it was Leo Gallagher instead of Dan Gallagher, he'd take care of this fucking lady too sweet.
If you don't stop calling this house, you're going to be kersplatted, you son of a bitch.
Someone's looking awful lot like a watermelon today.
But yeah, like it's just this crazy long screen. It ends on this homophobic thing. He presses stop, and then later he's like, where was I? Yeah, I'm a piece of shit. Okay, play.
Oh, wait. Okay, I got to get back to where the F-bomb is.
Yeah.
Let's get back to that.
It was right after the Athletic Greens ad, but before all the homophobic slurs. Right. All right. It was right around here. Okay.
It's just so awkward that they have to put it in twice.
Yes.
They rerun the F-bomb. That must have been like a higher up at Paramount, like, we will not have a movie without that word in it. You hear me? This is the 75th anniversary of Paramount. We need F-bombs.
Wait, hold on. How did Alex get an interview with Obama? That's amazing.
Well, Dan?
I wouldn't cheat on my wife.
No, if I would, I would just get an escort. I would just pay a woman. That's what I would do.
You know, the problem was, stayed for the spaghetti. Should have left. Should have left after you got it wet.
You know, Dan, I'm going to tell you, don't wear tan suits. Can make a bit of an uproar.
You know, some folks bring their dogs to their affairs. Other dogs don't do that.
Yep.
But you know what? This week, Obama, I would absolutely cheat on my wife. I have numerous
And I would let the dog watch, no problem there.
Yeah, her name is Chip.
Great. Fatal Attraction, great movie. Worst thing that happens to him is a fucking rabbit gets killed. No problemo.
I've had hundreds of affairs, never completed, never finished once.
I mean, you have an affair, you come home, and there's dinner waiting for you. It's beautiful.
It's a wonderful thing.
Dan Gallagher, totally weak, couldn't even talk a girl into having an abortion. I've done it 1,000 times. It's like brushing your teeth. I don't know what you're doing.
Which is why I endorse Herschel Walker.
Oh, no, I love M. Butterfly.
Herschel Walker, the MVP of abortions.
Oh, come on. Oh, moving on.
Sorry,
we're gonna move on. It's getting too close, too much. At this point,
he fails at going to the cops really quickly.
Yes,
fucking hilarious. In all these movies, it's just the cops like, well, what do you want me to do about it?
Well, it's great. It's great because he's like, I have a client who may or may not have had an affair that looks exactly like me.
His name is Rand Gallagher. He's a good friend. He's in the publishing industry. He actually works for B. Dalton.
No, but so this is basically the bunny burning scene, right? Because basically, he goes to the cops are like, what do you want me to do about it? You know, these things happen. If she ever breaks the law or kills one of your pets, please let us know. And wouldn't you know it, that bunny's in the pot.
It's a boiled bunny. It's not a burned bunny. This is an artistic decision.
She's one hot hair.
Yeah, she's letting it boil, the simmer.
Do you think she was going, kill the rabbit? She's wearing the helmet and everything.
She's got a gun pointed at it, and then it goes just around.
I mean, that's kind of what happens to her.
A little bit.
No, actually, she goes out to the yard, and the rabbit and the dog are arguing, rabbit season, dog season, rabbit season, dog season.
Oh, well, the hell with it. I'm just going to kill the daughter.
But the daughter's devastated, right?
And it's a bummer.
At this moment, now that it actually has come home and cost him a rabbit, he does do the thing, not even honorable thing, the thing.
No, he just does a thing.
She has to ask him, to be clear. I don't think he was going to offer this up. She just happened upon the real question.
Yes.
So they know worse it gets. Like, yeah, we had an affair. I know who did this. Yep, there's that woman that came to the house. That's creepy, right? That was creepy. Yes, I had an affair with her. Yeah, she's pregnant. And yeah, it's fine.
Yeah. I tried to, when she came to the apartment, I did try to stop you from giving her our credit card numbers. But
why don't you talk to her on the phone? Wouldn't that be fun for you?
Well, dude, that is the fucking best shit ever. He's just like, oh, hey, babe. Yeah, the woman I was philandering with, who I also knocked up, by the way, you just found out 15 seconds ago, she's on the phone. She'd like to speak with you.
And right after, not long after this, we finally, this father-in-law, who must, like, finally hears about this, and they're watching Ellen, the daughter, like, get ready for some, it's either a play or she's going to help somebody propose to somebody else.
Yeah.
And you just know the father-in-law's like, so she told me. Look, she could have married Jack Ryan. He came to the house, he was very nice, and yes, he could have been killed in Colombia, and the IRA does want him dead. But he was a very nice man where you are a shit.
Now, I'm guessing Ann Archer is a clear and present danger.
She is. She's the one. Also Patriot Games. Okay, she's Jack Ryan's wife.
Oh, yeah.
But it's great where he's just like, she wants to talk to you. Could you help me end my affair, please?
Look, I've made several death threats against her. Could you just do one for me, please?
She makes one more. She's like, yeah, this is Beth Gallagher. If you ever come near my family again, I too will fucking kill you. Pretty nice little moment.
So now you've got two people who will kill you.
It'd be great if she was like, wow, they have a lot in common. Everybody in that family wants to kill me.
They are made for each other. Maybe I should back off.
Both of them? The dog hates me? Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. So Glenn Close goes to the country house, and this is before the bunny even is killed, but she goes and looks through the window, and she sees the family playing with the rabbit, and it makes her vomit.
Yes, the sight of true happiness makes this character throw up. Very relatable. Very relatable.
Or is it the pregnancy?
I think it's the pregnancy, probably.
Yeah, that's night. There's no such as night sickness. It's morning sickness. Come on now, guys. Come on, catch up.
Up all night stalking.
Yeah, it's true. Her clock is way off.
Yeah, she's all thrown off, dude.
Morning is night now.
You think she still has this job or what? Because it seems
like
she's...
Working for the publishing company?
Yeah. Great question. Seems like she is totally skidding out.
Yeah, you never see her back at the office, like, you know, working. It's just stalking. Yeah. I don't know.
They just saddled me with the Danielle Steele account.
Well, if you'd even believe it, the whole, you know, her working there and the understanding of what's going on there, completely undercooked and developed in this film. If you can even believe it.
No, it's very weird.
Even believe it.
This is when she kidnaps the daughter for no reason.
Oh, yeah. This school fucks up.
Oh, yeah.
First of all.
Well, the weirdest part is, like, Ann Archer goes to pick up her daughter. Ann Archer, very brunette. They have curly. They both have curly hair. I'll give them that. But this woman's like, oh, Mrs. Gallagher, what are you doing back here? And she's like, what do you mean? This is my first time here. Like, oh, you know, you picked up your daughter already.
It would be actually better if, like, Glenn Close, like, dyed her hair.
Oh, maybe a wig? Oh, yeah. Or a wig, possibly?
Full single white female. That'd
yes,
be nice.
Absolutely.
That would be a good one. Yeah. This is hilarious because when she's going through the whole school, she's like, where? Ellen? Ellen? And she comes upon Ellen's friend.
Oh, the ghost in the school? Yeah, what is this shit?
She's like, do you know where Ellen is? She's gone.
Yes, she's gone. What this little ghost girl says she's gone.
Did you watch her die? Lisa, talk to me. Did you watch her die?
Were you the child killed by the coal cart?
But in a building full of adults, it's up to this six-year-old girl to break the news.
Yeah, she was picked up by a lady in a shitty car, and they said they were going to Rye Playland. She was wearing a jacket that looks like it was built by Frank Miller.
But what is this? We're going to go on the roller coaster. And then that seems like that was the. I thought that was going to be the fatal attraction. I thought this kid was going to die on the roller coaster.
She's going to throw it off the roller coaster.
I mean, I guess it's all about, like, I'm getting so close, you can't protect anything. And this is when Ann Archer is just going totally nuts behind the wheel.
Pretty bad car accident.
This car accident, somehow, she gets into a car accident because her husband's affair actually gets their daughter kidnapped. The husband shows up and it brings them closer together.
Of course.
Sure does, dude.
Because he's like, I'm so sorry, babe, about you nearly dying and literally whatever happened to our daughter in that last 3 hours. I mean, nobody really knows.
Can you forgive me already? I mean, it's been a while.
I guess this kid's stupid because this kid's like kissing Glenn.
Yeah.
Out of the car back home.
Well, she knows her so well. She's about to take over their apartment, Eric. She's very close to the family.
Well, this is also when he goes to the hospital, dude. This is when he has to confront these in-laws. Oh, they're fucking furious. And the great thing is neither in-law has anything. Like, they don't yell at him. These two actors, just, you know, total nobody, small-time actors in this movie, do a great job of just staring daggers into this dude's soul.
Well, because,
you know, Jack Ryan knew the president.
What have you done lately?
He knows how to fire a gun.
You know for a fact they're... Because it's one of those things where it's an affair, but you know it's not a nuclear one. Like, everything's going to go back, so you can't really give the guy the business just yet. You know what I mean?
But can they go back, dude? She's knocked up.
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, not for long, unfortunately. Because this is what Michael Douglas is like, I'm so sorry, babe. Thanks for taking me back. Now I'm going to go kill somebody.
It's so great. He's like, you're fine here in the hospital, right? You're like, semi-comatose. My father-in-law is here watching you. I got to go run an errand of some kind. Don't worry, what?
I mean, whatever happened, it's always best when I'm alone. You want to leave me alone to do whatever I like, right? It's not like we got into this by 08. Shit. Fuck.
Dude, speaking of Arnold Schwarzenegger, I think that was a leftover in the script from when Arnie was on board.
It's just Arnie just turning the knob and just fell apart.
Disintegrates.
Yeah, I'm going to be right back. So he comes in and yes, and they're fighting each other again. Like, it's,
by God, Michael Douglas just threw her over a table. Like, it is a hardcore Dudley boys fucking cage match with these two people.
The Intercontinental belt should be dangling from something.
How the hell did you get 2x4s in there? Jesus.
We're doing bullshit like she brings the knife up and the score does a little like eek eek shining shit or a psycho shit.
She does for a second go back to that
beloved sink and use some tap water to get back
memories.
This is our sink, remember?
Remember when we used to get wet together?
Remember I poisoned you with the water from New York City?
I had half of a taco shell on my ass.
That's New York City's most very good tap water.
It does. We do, yeah. You can totally drink it now. I don't know about 87.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Now it's all right.
All my pipes back then.
But, like, in the fight, he grabs the knife, and you know, you think he's going to do it, do something with it. He puts it down and he leaves, and he's kind of doing this like, yeah, you're welcome. I didn't murder you.
Yeah,
like,
totally. All right,
dude, what a fucking hero.
This is strike two. You don't want to see strike three.
But the best part of the fight, though, is that she gets a fucking stellar 10-star kick to the balls to this.
Of course.
Oh, it's awesome. It's such a kick to the balls that, like, her foot goes up and then he jumps like a foot off the ground like a cartoon. Awesome.
That's that samurai self-help doing the work. Just a good kick to the nuts.
This is when the movie diverges, because the end of this of the original movie that they did film and they did test and the whole bit was she grabs the knife that he was holding, cuts her own throat with it, and then he gets arrested for her murder.
Yeah.
And like that's a thematic thing that makes sense with the rest of the movie.
What with all the suicide talk 55 minutes ago?
But then this should be called Fatal Attraction, the You Go Girl cut, because... Yes. The wife has to win in the end, essentially. Yeah.
Dude, that's what happened, man. Little known fact, but the movie came out for like a week, and then this letter writing campaign to release this alternate cut happened.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
The You Go Girl cut.
Yeah, hashtag release the You Go Girl cut.
I prefer the Haneke cut with the cutthroat.
Yeah.
That just sounds better to me.
I mean, because that's like a noir ending. Like, that's fucked up. Like, that's where we've been going this whole movie. It's like, that's like psychologically fucking trippy.
He should be punished for this.
Yes!
He's rewarded instead.
At the end, the cops shake his hand like, good job, sir.
So much of this movie is we're at your house, now we're at her apartment, now we're back at the house, now we're back at the apartment again.
We take one more trip to the police officer and like, okay, I don't want to break your heart or anything. I'm the friend. I'm the one who was fucking the lady and got her pregnant, and now she's stalking me. Yeah, that it was. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to lie to you.
You want the sarcastic officer to be like, wait, what? It was you?
It would be great. I mean, it would be great if you said anything. Like, that would be great. It would be great if it was like, oh, I knew the whole time. You're a terrible liar, or whatever.
The fucked up part is, like, he goes to the cops because now he does have a case against her because she kidnapped their kid.
Oh, yeah.
But you needed to not attempt murder first. You know what I mean? Like, skip that step.
So what? Oh, you wielded a knife in her face? Yeah, I can't help you. I'm sorry. That's over.
Well,
yeah.
He's doing this thing, like, because it's the night he brings his wife home and he's like, babe, your arm is broken and you have like three black eyes. Anything you want, babe.
Ooh,
you
want me to make
you? You want me to make you tea? Got it.
Sure. Okay, anything for you, babe.
Yeah, exactly.
It's your night, babe. What do you want? Do you want me to reheat some pizza for you, too?
I'm going to go downstairs and stare at the fire instead for about 5 to 10 minutes, where I guess she sneaks in.
Yeah. Well, because the best part is he goes, he's like, you know, I'm in a lot of pain, what with the car accident? And she's like, can you make me a cup of tea? He's like, no problem. When he goes downstairs, he's like, door's unlocked. Are you fucking kidding me?
Oh, Quincy, you did it again.
Open
the door.
Actually, the dog is kind of, this is where the dog gets the revenge, right? Because, like, you open a door to a house like this, this dog should be barking. Right? Yeah. This dog should hear what's going on, who's in the house. This dog doesn't even get up off the
They're carpet. They're old pals! They've known each other forever!
But wouldn't it be great if this dog, like, you get some inner monologue of this dog, right? It's like, now she's coming for you. This is what you deserve after feeding me spaghetti and chocolate bars. You're a real piece of shit, Dan.
You know what? She's just gonna come in and kill that guy. We'll all be better off. All of us.
Maybe it would just be me and Ellen. From now on, it would just be us hanging out. That's all.
Also, Michael Douglas is being a baby, eating a fruit roll-up while his wife is about to get murdered.
My wife almost died in that horrendous car accident. Ooh, fruit by the foot.
Well, because he's letting the tea kettle boil, and then, yes, while Ann Archer is about to jump in the bath, here comes reshoot, the You Go Girl cut version of Glenn Close
She's totally crazy at this point. She's cutting herself with a knife. You know what I mean? Like
picking at herself a little bit.
Yeah.
The bottle's overflowing. There's a lot of water damage in this newly bought home. It's getting me like, oh my God.
And I mean, the resale value is about to go through the fucking floor right now. All right.
You are
replace that ceiling, dude. Yeah.
No, you get some fucking weirdos, dude. You get like a fucking Jonathan Davis type dude. Like, oh yeah, this is where the Fatal Attraction murder happened. And he's like, oh, I will buy whatever you are asking. Yes. $6 million. Perfect for a murder house.
No, I'm never gonna I'm never gonna live in it. I just want to look at it.
And like, you know, he hears the scuffle. You know, she's like, you know, you're so selfish, you're so stupid. She lunges at Ann Archer with the knife. He finally turns the tea off. He hears the scuffle. He could easily subdue her, but he wants to drown and murder her is the move.
Honey, your chamomile's ready. Oh, shit.
Because it takes care of the baby, dude.
It does, yeah. It solves all of his problems.
Yeah.
And I don't know how a whistling tea kettle is louder than a woman screaming for her life. How big is this fucking house? Because there are blood-curdling screams happening just upstairs.
Well, like, I'm going to wait this out. Let's see. Whichever one comes out on top, I'll stay with that one.
Yeah. I've been doing
new
this.
Baby, old baby, who cares?
I've been in this Betty and Veronica situation for far too long.
Settle it yourselves, ladies. I'll be down here with the fruit roll-ups and chamomile tea.
He's got a tea kettle the size of the Uncle Buck pancake just blaring through the neighborhood.
He runs in, he starts drowning this lady. There is a ridiculous shot where she turns into an Evil Dead Deadite for a second. Her eyes are white, and I'm like, what movie am I watching anymore?
Dude, again, and it's just like another tease of some sort of paranormal activity about to break through. But then nothing.
No, he drowns her, and he's like, well, that was rough. And like kind of...
Dan by Dawn! Dan by Dawn!
She's resurrected by Satan for one last time. She jumps up on the wife, gets to shoot
her. Yeah, shoots her right in the heart.
And thanks for taking care of my mistake, baby.
I just want like the Christmas after this, where he's like, you know, it's been a crazy couple of months, babe. Cheers to you. And she's like, yeah, cheers. Thank you so much for making me murder a pregnant woman in my house. I really appreciate, you know what, you've given me the greatest gift of all. I'm now a murderer of two people.
We can just caulk over the bullet hole. It's fine.
It's fine. We'll just get the plumber back in here for the water damage. It's fine. I would love it if the gunshots go off and you see her die and just cue, sisters are doing it for themselves.
Well, because this ending is a cheerer. You know what I mean? The crowd is supposed to erupt in cheers.
You can hear the cheers back from 1987. You can hear it echoing through time. Yeah, fucking get her!
Oh, she forgave that piece of shit. Thank God. Thank God.
It's kind of weird just then showing the end credits over a photo of the family.
A family that should be ended, by the way. This should no longer be happening.
Every time she's like, oh, you know, I'm going to go up the street to Lisa's to have lunch. You're not going to have an affair that's going to result in me murdering another pregnant woman, are you? I just want to make sure. I'll keep my gun on me in case that does happen.
She's going to start getting snippy, and she's right to, honestly.
Of course, dude. You're eating shit for the rest of your life.
I have to go out of town for business this weekend. Am I going to have to murder anyone when I come home? Are you going to fucking keep your gross little maggot dick in your pants or what?
Oh, you got a trip to Charlotte. Okay, well, I'll keep the gun loaded.
How many babies do I have to keep?
So many Gallaghers.
You can't... you were flirting. Oh, yeah. You think that waitress is pretty cute. Huh? You want me to just kill her and cut out the middleman? What do you want to do?
I mean, that'd be more interesting if you start here and there. They just get very excited when they kill, like, they're like sexually into the fact that they kill.
Oh, that's what fixes the marriage, right?
Yeah, we're fucking on the phone. Put the phone down. She'll still be dead. Yes. Let's not off first.
Right? Just a pile of bones. Just doing it.
You know what? Don't even report it, dude.
Oh, no.
Red skeleton down in the cellar.
Make a couch out of it, like Texas Chainsaw.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
What happened to us?
To us? Why are we here now? Why are we in a Texas Chainsaw basement?
Because sometimes, man, you just follow the path.
Okay, I gotcha.
Yeah.
Sometimes you lead the conversation, and sometimes the conversation leads you. I don't know.
Here, it's just a practical solution to the problem.
I understand. Yeah,
it's not Texas Chainsaw Massacre. It's the pile of bones from the basement in the relic. Here, okay. Do you want one that nobody understands?
And that's Fatal Attraction, folks. That's it.
That is it.
That's a motion picture. We want to thank all y'all for coming out tonight. This is our first time in your fair city. Very cool to see you here.
Thank you to Wise Guys.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Thank you to the church for letting us enter the vicinity.
We got through the gates. No problem there.
Thank you for that.
And, of course, as your bills are going around and whatnot, make sure you are tipping generously, folks. These are hard times, man. We want to support the kick-ass people working here at Wise Guys. Now, quick question for y'all. And maybe I asked this already, but this is like the fourth of these guys.
Yeah, sure.
Sure.
Does happen.
Anybody seen us live before? Yeah. Couple folk? All right. Okay. Well, for those of you who have not, the only way to end a We Hate Movies live show is to take a quick look into the bowels of the internet, where you can find some of the most unhinged, lunatic film writing. I'm talking about the IMDb user review section.
Sight and suck.
So we got a few for you here this evening. Yeah, sight and suck. I heard it.
Sight and suck.
Yeah.
Hey, Chris, is there any more beer left?
No, we're done. We just done
this. All right, then I really got to wrap this up. Okay. All right, here we go. We
got the shakes.
1 out of 10 stars. Subject line, disgusting. Extremely overrated. October the 16th, 2020. Got ourselves a lockdown screening.
Finally watched it, you sons of bitches. Been bullying me all these years.
Boiling a child's pet rabbit and shooting a pregnant woman is not entertainment for me. Sorry.
Sir.
Well, who wrote this? The fucking Pope. Get off your fucking crown.
Sir.
Your throne, sir.
Sir, you do understand. It didn't actually happen.
Oh, the my God, I cannot believe they killed that pregnant woman. That's so sad. It's a Mia the Pope.
I cannot believe she's sucking him off of the elevator.
This Adrian Lynn, I love the flash dance, but this is a no good.
What can I be more the Passion of Christ? Oh, it's a Mia the Pope. I'm not just a Pope.
I hated the movie years ago as a teen. I hated it as an adult.
Good job.
Watch the comedy spoof Fatal Instinct instead.
No. All right,
no.
So was this Leslie
You'll be
Nielsen
proud
then?
Of yourself.
Okay. No, you won't. You absolutely will not.
Oh, are you asking if Leslie Nielsen wrote this?
Yes, he's the only person. Oh, no, yeah, that's why he's been long dead.
Yeah, no, he's writing IMDb user reviews from beyond the grave. Yeah, I
got it.
P.S. The one star is for the little girl and her poor bunny.
What? I cannot believe that bunny, the Pope. Oh, no.
You make it a rabbit stew without skin of the animal.
But they don't even roast it right. You're supposed to put some rosemary underneath it with some potatoes and carrots.
It's good to spaghetti to the dog.
This movie make it a Pope sad. Do it, dude. Pope it up. You got another one.
I got to stop watching Eddie or Lynn movies. There's so much sex.
Oh, fine. I give Jacob's Ladder one chance.
Here's another one. 10 out of 10 stars. Woo! Your must-see Easter movie.
Wow. We're Easter? Having a little fun here.
Uh-huh. I don't get it. Don't get it resurrected in the movie.
April of 2021. I watch this every Easter.
Oh.
To ward off rabbit boilers and also... For the chills, thrills, and laughs.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you forgot the name. That's Basic Instinct. You forgot the movie you were watching.
It might be chilling the first watch, but after that, it's pure fun.
It becomes a part of you.
Pure fun, except the sex scenes. Now, they are truly disturbing. Michael Douglas is horribly flabby, and Glenn Close is very dried out.
What?
Wait, hold up.
Pardon me.
I didn't write the fucking thing.
I mean, I don't know, man. The camera angle didn't get that deep. I don't know.
Flabby? Is Christian Bale from The Machinist writing this?
Perhaps that is what draws them together. Okay, reviewer, whatever.
I guess, man.
All right, we got a couple more for you. Another 10 out of 10 stars. Jesus. Subject line, really affected me. Yeah, right? There were only two movies that really got to me. One was Easy Rider. The other was this one.
Uh-huh.
So I guess he was like, you know what? I'm going to quit my corporate gig and fucking get out on the road. But I'm not going to cheat on my wife. All right, I'm now learning
that's right.
What to do and well, what not to do.
I'm going
to
drive a motorcycle through the sound.
Yeah.
Good note.
Going to hop on my motorcycle. Going to have some dude bash my head with a rock in the middle of the night.
Well, honey, I went through my little drive. I did not get shot on my motorcycle. I'm very disappointed.
Spoiler alerts from Easy Rider all over the place.
Several decades old.
To give you an idea how bad this hit me. My wife and I had just come out of this movie. She went to use the ladies' room.
What the fuck? Is this written in 1987?
September 1st, 2020. So I don't know. It's either a rep screening or like I'm finally getting around to doing this. I don't know.
Finally, Film Forum did their fuck movie series.
Let's see. When she came out, she found me on the floor in the lobby.
What?
I don't know.
Why are you taking a heart attack?
I had just broken up with another woman who had said some of the same lines word for word by Glenn Close before this movie was even out.
What does that mean?
It's like, I will not be ignored.
He was having an affair, I guess, is the idea.
Yeah, I guess, I don't know. I have yet to see the movie again. It was a good movie. Just hit too close to home, as they say.
But it's a perfect 10 out of 10 movie, eh?
Perfect 10 out of 10.
Dude, if you lived it, you would know, okay?
Okay, that's fair. Yeah, yeah. I haven't had my bunny boiled.
Oh, you got your bunny boiled last night, did you?
Oh.
I cannot believe the bunny. The bunny did nothing to nobody. I'm the Pope.
You're wasting all of the rabbit meat. You can make the rabbit. It's a good dinner.
Why don't they kill the dog? The Pope don't like the dog.
All right. One more for you. 10 out of 10 stars. It's very important for this one. Everyone remembers this writer listed this as 10 out of 10 stars. Okay. Subject line. Affairs are dangerous. This movie teaches a lesson.
Yeah, of course. Never fuck again. Just stop doing it.
This was written by the Pope.
This is the Pope.
Funny you should say that, sir. The first line of this review. This is the original movie about sin.
Oh! That's my man.
You know, I gotta write a two review. Two review from the Pope.
I love it, the IMDb, yeah?
Michael Douglas did his best at playing a family man who has the gall to fool around in which he jeopardizes his family and work. Glenn Close, who was stunning at playing Alex, the psycho, who would take no for an answer, who would not take no for an answer. Mm. They didn't write that, though. I had to correct on the fly here.
Oh, I made a mistake. Can I edit first?
The Pope not know how to use it, a computer? Okay. Affairs ruin lives, whether you're single, married, divorced, or widowed.
Wait, I mean, how can you have how can you have an affair while single, you moron?
Oh, I just mean, like, who cares if a widower's getting down?
Who? What is this guy?
It's literally... No, no, no. Incorrect, Mr. Pope. It's in the fine print, till death do us part. Now I can do whatever I want.
Yeah, she's fucking in the fucking clouds.
Absolutely, she's fucking Ben Franklin right now.
Yes, technically, the dog is off of the leash now.
A fling has consequences. Pregnancies, diseases, or even death.
Man, you're taking this for a walk, buddy. Jesus.
If ever anyone decided to fool around outside the marriage, that person knows the nightmare will never end. We're really getting a peek into this person's life, by the way. I don't know if they know it, but we clearly know.
All right,
know
this is written by Freddy Krueger, I guess, is the idea.
The nightmare will never end, and you'll never go to sleep, and you'll never cheat on your wife again. Listen, I love killing teenagers, but infidelity is absolutely wrong.
I'm going to go to the safest place on earth, the basement at the school I work at.
The cost of that affair, claimed the pet rabbit, and the harassment from Alex got really extreme.
That's the problem?
No, those are the two problems, dude.
Oh, great.
Now, I heard that there are two endings to this movie. I really prefer Alex taking the bullet after the failed drowning.
Okay, buddy.
I'm glad that's what you prefer, you fucking creep.
Oh, boy.
This movie could really pass off as a horror.
Okay.
Since the rabbit was cooking in the pot and the acid was spilled on the car.
What did you do to the car? What did you do to that car?
This movie could easily scare the adulterer, not encourage them. If they blame the movie, they should be blaming themselves. Now remember what I asked you to remember. Final line of this review. 5 stars! We've been We Hate Movies from New York City, SLC. Thank you so much for coming out. It's been really great seeing you all. Have a good night. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.
I'm Tobin Heath, 2-time World Cup winner.
And I'm Kristen Press, 2-time World Cup winner.
And this is The Recap Show. This is the first time we'll be watching the World Cup in over a decade. We know we're not alone with how we feel about the way people talk about women's sports. We want to be part of the solution.
Having been there many times before ourselves, Tobin and I are going to bring to you what it's like to play in a World Cup, what's really happening behind the scenes, all the good juicy bits.
The Recap Show will bring you gal culture at its finest. We all know what bro culture is, but what is gal culture? We're here to define it.
We have incredible guests joining us.
You're going to get the strongest perspective, the strongest minds the game has to offer.
This is our narrative, our culture, and we get to tell it our way.
Nobody can speak about the World Cup better than us. You'll hear it all on The Recap Show. Premiering July 20th, you're going to find The Recap Show everywhere. YouTube, TikTok, Twitter,
Instagram,
Threads,
and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to The Recap.
Welcome to the show. LFG.